You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Up next, we're going to talk with CBJ Parks and Rec Department, who are on a mission to keep everyone busy this month. So joining us now to talk about all of December's offerings, we have George Schaff, Parks and Rec's director. Hi, George.
Hey, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And Lauren Anderson, Treadwell Arena Manager. Hello again, Lauren.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
Feels like you and I just talked last week.
Sure did.
Well, you're both here to give us some updates on activities for December and beyond. So, George, let's start with you. What is on your list?
Thanks, Shelley. Yeah, we've got a lot going on this winter, especially during the holiday season. So, during the pandemic, we've tried to be creative and come up with some new and exciting activities that folks can do with their families and friends. And some of those, I'd like to run down the list with you here. We've got our winter pass available right now. This is something that we've done the last few years, and this is a $150 pass that gets you access to all of Parks and Recreation's facilities from November all the way through March 31st. So it's unlimited access to the Diamond Park Aquatic Center, Augustus Brown Swimming Pool, Diamond Park Fieldhouse, and Treadwell Arena, all for $150. And folks can buy that now all the way until January 1st by visiting our website at juno.org/parks-recreation. We also have the candy cane hunt starting on December 1st. So that's going to begin tomorrow. That's a downtown do-it-yourself activity that we're doing in partnership with a lot of the small businesses in downtown Juneau. So we have hidden 54 candy cane numbers in business windows all over downtown. And the challenge is to match those numbers up to the businesses where they are posted. And you can download your candy cane tracker. You can head out and visit all these great shops and stores. Submit your tracker by noon on December 20th, and you're going to have a chance to win some great prizes. And our office right now is overflowing with gifts and goodies that we've gotten from all the businesses in downtown Juneau. It's just a really great way to get out and shop local and support our local businesses down there and have fun doing it.
So again,
that's going to start tomorrow.
Sorry, what are some of the gifts and the giveaways and the goodies that you've got with you?
Boy, I can tell you there are gift cards to some of the merchants downtown. We've got some good swag. We've got some good gear that I've seen from, everything you can think of, from coffee mugs to clothing. We've got and gift cards. So there's just a lot in there. We're going to have a lot of prizes to give away at the end of this.
All right. Great incentive to participate.
You bet. Some of the other things we have going on that are a little bit warmer because they're going on indoors is we've got youth basketball. So youth basketball registration is open right now through December 3rd. And beginning on December 4th, there'll be a late fee to register. Registration right now is first come, first serve. We got limited space and it is $55 per person. But that's a great activity to keep the young kids occupied throughout the winter season here. And for the older folks, for the adults, we've got co-ed volleyball registration that's going to be opening here very shortly, actually, just in the next couple of days. And folks can register for that on our website as well at juno.org/parks-recreation. Don't want to take up all the time here, but I'll just mention too that the Jensen Olsen Arboretum is a great spot to pass a snowy, sunny day. And its winter hours are open Friday through Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if it's raining here in town, it's probably beautiful out at the Arboretum. So if you need a break, head on out to Mile 23 and visit the Arboretum in the wintertime. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot.
Did you say their winter hours?
I did. It's Fridays through Sundays, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Thank you. I didn't catch that the first time. Appreciate it.
No worries.
It's kind of kind of a bummer when you go out there and find that they're closed. So always check before you go.
Yeah.
All right.
And the Point Caroline Trail is always open.
Ah, thank you. Thanks for that reminder too. George Schaff, all that sounds great. Lots to do to pass the time this winter. And so Lauren, turning to you now, Treadwell Arena is a hot spot in the cold weather. What's happening at the rink?
Well, we've got our open skating, and new this year, we're doing reservations, and so it's $5 for each time that you register for our open skate. And open skates vary from Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursday afternoons to Friday evenings. We actually have two skates on Friday. We have an afternoon skate and an evening skate. We have a Saturday night skate. And then our most popular skate is Sunday afternoon. Skating is a really great activity you can do with your family. And it really is a nice balance to prepare you for skiing, which a lot of folks can do both activities, even in the same day. And so we like to encourage those that are getting their skiing legs ready to come and skate at the rink. And as we're waiting for more snow and for Eagle Crest to open, we can skate at the rink. We also have a parent and tot time, and this is designed for kids 5 and under, and registration is required for that. And it's $15, and that's admission for one child and one adult, and a skating lesson. We just go over the basics, falling down, getting up, just getting more comfortable on the ice. We have bean bags and things we can play with for distraction, but also a really nice teaching tool. So we're excited to be offering more programming than we did last year. And overall, just reminding people that Tri-Bowl Arena is open. It's a great winter activity. And it's in Sabaco Park, which is just a wonderful resource where you can go to the beach or be on the Tri-Bowl Historic Trail and then come skating at the rink. Or, be at a baseball field or a soccer field. So there's a lot to do around here.
These are all great suggestions for activities to do this winter and to keep active. Go ahead, George.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought I heard you pipe up. Well, thanks to both of you. There's so much going on. I really appreciate you taking the time to bring us up to date on all the CBJ Parks and Rec offerings for December, George Schaff and Lauren Anderson. Anything else you two want to share?
Just a reminder to maybe like us on Facebook. We try to post our most current information on the Facebook page or on our website as we're getting, we're opening up more things and allowing more folks to use our facilities. That's a really great place to check out the most current information as we evolve through these times.
Thank you. Thank you for that reminder. And thanks again to both of you for your time today. I hope you have a great month of December. Have fun doing all the things. And thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.